For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Bain and Verona fires in Riverside County are threatening some 2,100 structures. Firefighters are battling the flames amidst dry and windy weather conditions. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
The Bain and Verona fires both ignited Tuesday in different parts of Riverside County. More than 4,500 people are under evacuation orders between both blazes. John Klingingsmith, who's with CAL FIRE, says crews are focused on defending homes. He says the weather is posing a challenge.
Temperatures are going to increase. Relative humidity is going to drop. Winds are going to pick up. So that's going to challenge the lines that we have in place right now.
It'll be dry and windy through Friday. Klingingsmith says the cause of both fires are under investigation. Meanwhile, AQMD has issued smoke advisories for much of the Inland Empire. Air quality is unhealthy for those with health conditions. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in Riverside County.
At last report, the Bain fire has burned over 1,400 acres and is 39% contained, while the Verona fire has burned about 600 acres and is 38% contained. As firefighters respond to the Bain and Verona fires in Riverside County, local animal shelters are now bracing for displaced pets and evacuation-related overcrowding. The Riverside County Department of Animal Services says its shelter system is already operating at 240% capacity. Animal Services want residents to foster or adopt dogs and cats to create emergency space. Officials say evacuated animals from the Verona fire are already being taken in, while crews continue to monitor conditions near the Bain fire. County shelters are waiving adoption fees through the Memorial Day weekend. More information is available on the Riverside County Animal Services website. Data centers are expanding into water-stressed communities across California, like the Imperial Valley. At the same time, data center operators are using loopholes to hide how much water these facilities are using. These findings are from a new report backed by Santa Clara University and the think tank Next 10. CalMatters' Molly Peterson has more.
The report found data center projects can slip through with little environmental review if they stay under a certain size or water use threshold. Two bills in the state legislature could add oversight. San Mateo Assemblymember Diane Pappin is behind them.
If a basin is already in crisis, we shouldn't add major new demand without a very careful review.
One bill would require operators to disclose water use when seeking or renewing a business license. The advocacy group Data Center Coalition claims such projects use less water than farming or other industries, but relies only on estimates to back that up.
That's Molly Peterson with our partner CalMatters. Property insurance companies would be required to disclose every version of a loss estimate and explain who made each change and why under a new bill in state legislature. It's by Altadena Democratic Senator Sasha Renee Perez.
It has been utterly devastating for the community of Altadena. As they've gone through the recovery process, though, they've faced additional challenges with insurance. This has been a major issue, these low ball estimates, and those insurance customers not receiving all documents that were used to determine that estimate.
The measure has passed the Senate. It's now in the Assembly. Opponents argue insurers are being scapegoated for broader systemic issues such as climate change and overall cost of living crises. The Broad, a contemporary art museum in Los Angeles, will unveil the first solo museum exhibition in Los Angeles dedicated to artist, musician, and activist Yoko Ono. Titled Yoko Ono, Music of the Mind, opens with a media preview Thursday morning ahead of the exhibition's public debut Saturday at the downtown Los Angeles Museum. The exhibition spans Ono's career and includes instruction-based artworks, films, installations, and materials tied to her anti-war activism and collaborations with her late husband, John Lennon. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.